Well, Jordan Hill Lewis was terribly excited last week at the news that Banele Majingo, the head of the ANC in the Cape Town Council, had moved across to the Democratic Alliance. The man himself, Banele Majingo, is with us. This is a big move, a big decision, moving from the one side, from the green side to the blue side, Banele. Maybe before we go into all of the details of that, how long have you been a member of the ANC and indeed been serving?
I can't remember the years, but I've started in my youth days in the South African Youth Congress at the time, before it was transformed into ANC Youth League. And then I'd outgrown that one. I became the member of the ANC. But I think from 85 up until now, I've been involved in the ANC struggles.
That's a lifetime. It's hard-boiled. And the decision that you made to move across, before you explain to us why, the reaction must have been quite stark, given your history.
It has been a shocking decision to many people, because nobody knew about it. And I also took time to make that decision, because it has hurt me deeply, because I've been part of the ANC. ANC has been my home. And then when I considered that decision, it was hurting. But I had to make that decision.
You've been called a traitor, and I'm sure much worse words than that by people in the ANC camp. You must have thought, you must have known that this was the kind of reaction that was likely.
Because I've been in the ANC for a very long time, at least I expected such, but I knew how to respond to such insults or diminutive words, if you want to call it that.
How? How do you?
The best way to respond to them was not to respond to any of those insults. Keep quiet, take it easy, and focus on what I want to do, playing my contribution in the new organization that I have chosen after a long history in the African National Congress. And in my statement, I've stated clearly that now, my principles and values are more aligned to those of the DA. And I also said my move to the DA is not a rejection of the principles and values of the African National Congress. Because since 1994, at least, it has done a lot. But at this stage where we are, I think, for me, going forward, I realize that I need a different vehicle to contribute to the building of South Africa.
Take us through those thoughts of yours, the what shaped your massive decision.
During the last meeting in January, we were instructed not to participate in the council meeting, which I had a different view. And I shared those views. As a public representative, when we are not participating in such a meeting, it means you are abdicating your responsibilities. You are failing to take a diligent move as expected from an ordinary person. Part of our mandate as public reps is to make sure that we participate in decision-making, play oversight, and also make sure that the interest of our communities, which is the people, are protected at all times. So we have failed in doing that, in our fiduciary duty, to participate in that meeting. And that was a turning point for me.
A turning point. What led up to it?
It was not in a good way to represent the people, because when you are not participating in the meeting, you are not representing the people. Now, that interest of the people was not there. For me, it's always the people that come first than the interest of the organization. We must always carry the interest of the people, put those interests forward. Participating in the decisions that were going to be taken in that meeting was very important.
So when you made that decision, presumably you also made a decision that the ANC was no longer your home and you needed to look for a new home to serve the community that you are serving. Did you consider MK, EFF, as well as the DA?
I've looked around, and for some time I thought the DA is the best amongst the list of the parties that I would join because of its track record. In the city of Cape Town, the DA is looking after the interest of the vulnerable residents. Every year, the low-income household are taken care of. For instance, about 600 million is spent on delivering services to service toilets in informal areas. And also 250 million is spent in waste collection, particularly in Khayelitsha. In almost all areas, those services are taking place, whether you're looking at Danun, you're looking at Philippe, you're looking at Langa and Mfuleni. Those services are going there. So that is what is important for me, the service to the people. But that is not all. The DA is also spending about 1.2 billion a year to healthcare and medication, providing services through 61 clinics, predominantly in poor areas. So those are the most important things for me.
Banele, when I have a look at you and the position that you had in the Cape Town caucus, it would assume that your next step within the ANC would have been a significantly another one. You could promote. You're already holding a position of leadership. The ANC is under a lot of pressure for all kinds of reasons that we all well know. But positions such as in Parliament, maybe even, who knows, into the cabinet, were those thoughts that you had? Because as far as politicians are concerned, it is. You're on a career path. And now suddenly you've left that career path and you've gone to another one entirely.
I think for me, if we all agree that local government is at the coalface of the service delivery, I think I would be best suited to serve at that level than going to parliament so that I can deal with the issues on the ground, as I have already experienced in the city of Cape Town.
What about your local constituency? What are they thinking, the people that actually put you into this position of leadership in the first place? What's the feedback been from them?
Having listened to some calls and media, there is a negativity, but it's a well-balanced negativity and positivity around the decision. Because to some, I explained why I had to go, and then others I have not spoken to yet. But I think it's important that I focus more on what needs to be done, because part of the decision that informs my thinking is that I think it was last year, immediately after the election, when we had to pass the budget, I did a detailed analysis of what the budget reveals. A remarkable 75% of the city of Cape Town budget record infrastructure, which is 9 billion of the 12 billion that is on capital expenditure, benefits the low-income households. it's bigger than all the three Gauteng municipalities, which is their metro.
I can see you referencing your notes a lot, and I can understand that because this is a different kind of engagement for you. But what I'm trying to get at is Bonelli Machingo, the person. What is it that gets you up in the morning? What is it that actually, what are your values? And why would your values now be more or better suited to the DA? Rather than, I get all the service delivery, and that's fantastic that you're doing that. But what about you as a person and your family and your way forward? What is it that makes it that made this massive decision of yours necessary?
What is more important for me when I wake up is to make sure that my neighbor is having something to eat, is got an employment, and those are the things that are driving me. Because at the end of the day, when you look at the unemployment and then you look at the economy, for us to address the issue of unemployment, we need to grow the economy. So those are the things that worries me most of the time. When I wake up and look around and see the struggles that people are going through, it's hurting. So that is the reason why I stuck into the struggle to make sure that at the end of the day, people are living a better life.
But why would the DA be able to do that better than the ANC?
I think in the past years that the DA has been into power, has demonstrated that better. Even when the stats are released, you can see, even though there are still gaps in terms of the stats, we are not where we want to be, but we always top the list. We reach the 90s, and then that means we are doing the right thing. Even recently, I think it was in Feb, if I'm not mistaken, when we received the annual report from the Auditor General, it speaks for itself. I think it's the third time in a row the city of Cape Town is receiving clean audit. So my drive is to get into clean governance.
Clean governance. So that's really the driving factor. Have you seen a lot of corruption? Is that why clean governance is important to you?
If you read around newspapers and everywhere, and how service delivery monies are directed and not reaching the intended projects, I think that frustrates. So far, I think that's what is making my heart sore. Because if you allocate monies for service delivery, we must always make sure that those monies are reaching the people on the ground and we are addressing those challenges that they are facing them.
But the point being, are you seeing a lot of corruption? Have you seen a lot of corruption around you? And that kind of, you know, sometimes one talks about that last straw that breaks the donkey's back. Maybe was that what happened with you? That, because it doesn't just, you know, I'm trying to get to the reason why you did this, because it doesn't just happen overnight. It's got to be an accumulation of stuff.
I may not have seen the corruption with my own naked eyes. And fortunately, I've been a member of MPEG, and I'm serving in also finance. We deal with issues, non-compliance here and there, but most of the time you realize that services have been delivered. It's just an issue of legislation that has not been fully followed. But corruption on its own, I have not seen it yet. I'm not saying it's not there, but I have not seen it yet.
So what's next for Bonelli Machingo? You've now moved from the leader of the ANC in Cape Town to the DA. Are you going to be serving on the council in future, or have you got other plans within the Democratic Alliance?
For now, having changed to the Democratic Alliance, I'm arriving here as a foot soldier. I'm going to work as an organizer, grow its support in almost all areas, because I've been a leader in the region. So Metro, I'm known everywhere. And then there are areas where I think the DA can make an impact. So we are going to go there full force.
And Jordan Hill Lewis was very excited about your decision to switch sides. Do you know him well?
I think when he arrived as a leader of the opposition and as a leader of the caucus of the DA, I thought it was important for me to sit down with him so that we can understand each other as people that would be working together. And then from there on, I managed to understand what type of a person he is. He's practical, he's a doer. He wants things to happen. I think even the coining of the City of Hope, one can see that he is driving that project.
It's easy to be hopeful when you're sitting in Cape Town, but whenever you travel around South Africa, where the decay is awful in many of our other previously really well-run cities, it does make people despondent. Do you share that despondency, or do you see hope for our country into the future, and particularly for those people who might be living in cities that just aren't Cape Towns or certainly aren't yet?
Originally, I'm from King Williamstown. And then yesterday, I was listening to the chairperson of SCOPA. And then when he was talking about what happens in Buffalo City, in O.R. Tambo, I think that report is very important. And then we, the people who are on the ground, we've been having the same complaints about what is not happening and services not reaching people. So it means there is something that is happening in those areas, which is not what it's supposed to happen. Was that report of SCOPA, when they visit all these municipalities and they pick up these issues, it's telling. In most cases, you find that municipalities are unable to deliver their services and you don't know why. And projects are standing there, monies have been paid. So that's the problem.
It's an extraordinary country that we live in, but we, the people, the voters, have the final say. Are the voters starting to get to the kind of recognition that you have reached? In other words, are you seeing the message in the wind that perhaps finally people are waking up to the realities of our situation in South Africa and what's needed to be done to fix it?
After the decision of Thursday, the calls that I've received across all races, it's an indication that people are looking beyond the race. Because what is happening, the narrative out there, it's always that the DA is a white party. But with the calls that I've received, and most of those people are not even members of the DA, but they appreciated the decision I've taken to join the DA because it has demonstrated that at least it can do better than other municipalities. I'm not saying it's good to be when you are washing your teeth twice a day and your neighbor is not doing the same, you are better because of that. But at least service is being delivered. And as a result, I feel at home in the DA when I receive such calls, because the other calls were coming from outside, but also in the leadership, they've warmly welcomed me. So that means to me, non-racialism is what drives the DA.
And is what is going to drive our country in the long term, without a doubt. Banele Majingo is the former ANC leader of the Cape Town caucus. He's now a member of the Democratic Alliance. And I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.